North Iowa's best variety is KCHA on your Tuesday morning. We have sunshine this morning, and it's going to be a good day today and tomorrow. We'll have that weather forecast coming up here in just a bit. Now, coming off 4th of July into this next weekend, looking at fantastic weather for Elma Trail Days, which is coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. Plenty of events coming up on Friday, July 10th, with the 5K and 10K walk and run. That starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you're hungry, they're going to have a ribeye sandwich meal at the Elma Park, sponsored by the Elma Locker and Grocery. That starts at 5 o'clock. Of course, the Beverage Garden is open on Friday and Saturday as well. You got the parade coming up on Saturday starting at 11 o'clock. I mean, the list goes on and on. You can check out elmaia.com for the events and activities throughout this next weekend. But something that you probably haven't seen before, I know I haven't, is a laser show. They have a laser show set up with their fireworks coming up on a Friday night, which starts at about 9:30 or so. And then to talk about that today on Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, we have Joe Wettinger. Wettinger, good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing, feeling great. It's a great day out here.
Excellent. Well, you were showing me a video just a few minutes ago of something I have never seen in my life. So go ahead and talk about what to expect with the fireworks coming up on Friday night.
Well, Friday night, awesome. Yeah. Friday night, Kathy and I, we've been married 61 years, and we like to do things for our community. We used to have an insurance company, and so we every year we try to do something a little different. We had Maddie Poppy a couple of times, and we had the White Sidewalls, which is a 50-60s thing. And so we try to find something a little different. Well, we spend 5 months in Florida, and there's an East Coast thing that they do is laser shows, and with the fireworks and that. And so Kathy and I started thinking it over and stuff that we could bring back to our community. And the laser show, and it being the 250th year anniversary for the birthday, we thought, well, geez, you know, let's do this. So we called the guy, talked to him, and he says, well, you know, this Midwest, and kind of laughed when I said five, telling a 500. And then he says, well, God, I got family in Minneapolis, and that's only 2 hours away. He says, I'll do it. He says, I'll come up and do it. So we committed $15,000 for the fireworks show, and sponsored that. And the other sponsors in our community threw another $5,000 in for the fireworks. So the laser show, and you can go on laser.com and see what it really looks like. It's going to be with music and everything else, and it'll be... I laugh and say you'll see $20,000 go away in 20 minutes. so it's something that you won't see in Iowa, or you haven't seen. I bet after this you probably will see it again.
But. Well, that's going to be a big hit after it's in Elma. You know, I've been to plenty of big fireworks shows across the state, and I have never seen a laser show personally. So this is going to be a sight to remember. That give us details on when that is. I know it's coming up Friday night.
Friday night. We'll have it in the park. It's at 9:30. We've got to put it up early enough. We're thinking that maybe families can come, bring their kids, and they can be home by 10 o'clock, a little after 10, and have a show their families a show that they've never seen before. The fair family from Elma is going to be the band before and afterwards. Okay. And again, like I said, all the entertainment in Elma is free. It's all sponsored, paid for. So you can come to Elma, you can go be entertained all 3 days and not spend the dime.
That's something you don't hear about much either.
Yeah. We're not into the profit. Right now, we decided that this year we weren't going to be, we've had sponsors, and that we weren't going to. If we don't make a profit, we don't make a profit. It's no big deal. We just want to bring it to the people.
That is awesome. So, you know, there's people that are out there that probably would like to donate possibly to this next year or even this year. How could they do that?
Well, I've been married 61 years, and I've got a lot of gray hair. There's a thing called Venmo or whatever. Now, the town does have that at the bridge, Elma Bridge Club organization, or they can go on elmaiowa.com and they can find how to do that. Or we have people that send money to our city or organization and put down what the donation's for.
That is awesome. So something that just came into your mind when you were in Florida is now going to be a reality here in North Iowa. The laser show with the fireworks in Elma for their Elma Trail Days coming up this Friday. You say you'd be there about 9:30?
At 9:30 is going to be going, shooting off. So
okay, so get, be there earlier.
Get there early. The thing of it is the guy told me at one time he was in a small town and 500 people and he had 5,000 people. So well, we may not have 5,000, but yeah, you never know. We did have, for some of the other concerts, we've had 1,200, 1,500 people show up for Maddie Poppy, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, well, it's been cool.
Hopefully we'll get 5,000 people there, right? You know, all of North Iowa is going to be in Elma this coming weekend. A laser show at fireworks, once again, starting at 9:30 this Friday night. You can check out the complete list of events and activities for Elma Trail Days this weekend by checking out, once again, the website elmaia.com. Anything else to share before we let you go?
No, we just sure appreciate what you guys do for the communities in Northeast Iowa.
This is awesome. It's going to be my first time seeing a laser light show. I'll be there Friday night. Can't wait.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joe. Once again, elmaia.com is the place to go. This is KCHA.